Climate change groups are expressing scepticism at the federal government's claim that Australia is on track to meet its emissions reduction targets under the Paris Agreement. Data released last week shows emissions have reached their highest level since 2011 and have been rising steadily since 2013. But there's also frustration at the government's handling of climate data following revelations the latest report was sat on for months and released late Friday on Grand Final weekend. People have got a few other things to do on Grand Final weekend. Kelly O'Shaughnessy is the Chief Executive of the Australian Conservation Foundation. Welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, Patricia.
Based on the latest information released by the government, do you believe Australia can reduce emissions by 26% from 2005 levels by 2030?
Well, look, not if we don't have a plan to do it. So clearly emissions are still rising in Australia and the government doesn't have a plan. But actually the technology is there to reach even higher emission reduction targets than 26 to 28%. But it does require government leadership and a plan. I mean, it's pretty simple. Let's just write down what we're going to do and get on and do it. We're certainly not going to reach those targets at a canter if we don't have a national plan to reduce climate pollution in this country.
The government maintains that not only will we meet the Paris targets, but we can meet them without further policy to reduce emissions, because they say we're already on the trajectory. What do you make of that?
Well, the government does trajectory analysis of emissions in Australia, and their current projection shows that emissions by 2030 will be 5% below 2005 levels. The target, as you just mentioned, is 26 to 28% below 2005 levels. So business as usual, we're going to miss that target by a country mile. We do need a plan.
Emissions have been rising steadily since 2013 when the Gillard government's carbon tax was scrapped. Is that evidence, in your view, that the only way to reduce emissions is through a market mechanism?
Look, I think there's a lot of different mechanisms you can use, a market mechanism, regulation. We need to just start moving away from coal and gas and get on to clean energy. But some of the biggest growth in emissions is coming from gas and it's coming from transport. So we've got bigger issues than energy, but we certainly know that we can switch to clean energy right now. And we know that it's actually better for people. It's better for the economy. It's better for jobs. So it's actually a win-win if we do it. But when government's heads are stuck in the sand and just want to stick to the same old, and support coal, then we're never going to grab those opportunities of the future.
But the National Energy Guarantee was designed to reduce emissions, and it also had, you know, it was designed in a specific way where it dealt with other things too, prices and reliability. It dealt with what the government used to call, I don't hear this anymore, but the, you know, trilemma of these dilemmas. Is it still an effective way to reduce emissions? If Labor adopts it as its architecture, would you back that?
Look, yes, we would. We think there's probably better models out there. But in the end, we're 15 years down the track and we don't have a policy on climate in this country. We just need to, almost government needs to get out of the way, because banks and energy companies want to invest and build clean energy. They've already been very clear on that. So let's just give them some certainty for them to do that. That means we have to move subsidising coal plants and coal mines, and we do need to continue to subsidise those parts of renewable energy that aren't quite competitive yet with the market, things like batteries, which we've seen in South Australia.
Okay, so that you think that the NEG then could be adopted. It might not be your ideal architecture, but if it was, it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's right. I think that for so long, people like, well, groups like the Australian Conservation Foundation have just been saying, let's have a policy. And every time a policy comes up from the government, we have tried to make it work for climate change. But the big thing that the Morrison government need to focus on is their ambition to reduce carbon pollution is way too low. So the NEG ambition, which of course was done under a different Prime Minister, but that was still too low. So they need to get much more active and put in policy that will reduce our emissions much more quickly than their processes. But it's even worse when we know that those weak targets that Australia has committed to Paris won't even be met, because the trajectories right now are going in the wrong direction.
So you're calling on the government to let the department release this data as soon as it's ready, this data that we're waiting for. Do you have any optimism that that will happen?
Look, I think climate change is a really difficult issue politically. Obviously, it's the business sector is behind change. Community wants action on climate change. It's really just in Parliament House in Canberra where the difficulty is. So I hope that the politicians just get some of the basic things out of the way. Let's let the ABS or the Climate Change Authority release this data when it's ready. Economic data and jobs data is released by the ABS and it's done on a schedule. So there's no politicising of that. So if they can just get out of the way of the politicising, maybe we can actually get a policy in this country to reduce emissions.
You mentioned the certainty and getting on with the job. Is there a way that business can just get on with it and create their own architecture without the government being involved?
Look, I'm sure there is. Certainly some of the bigger businesses in Australia that use a lot of energy are just starting to work with energy companies to say, we will buy energy from you, but we want clean energy. So they're having these direct partnerships. That's certainly a way that business can just move around the government uncertainty, but start giving energy companies certainty that someone will buy their clean energy. So look, I also think that certainty is never there, you know. In a market operation, certainty is never there. But if the government did have policies, I know the business community certainly would be much more active in adopting clean energy and reducing emissions than they feel they can be now when governments change, policies change, and their investments therefore might work or might not work. In fact, I was up in Queensland recently and just a small business operator, a tourism operator, wanted to buy a new boat and go out to the reef and take people out of the reef, but he just doesn't know whether to invest in that or not because of the Adani coal mine and whether that is going to be built. And if it does, he thinks it's going to ruin his business because it'll destroy the Great Barrier Reef. So there's lots of ways of providing certainty, but the best way is just to have a national plan to reduce carbon emissions.
Thank you so much for your time, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Kelly O'Shaughnessy is the Chief Executive of the Australian Conservation Foundation, and this is RN Drive.